Welcome to another exciting episode where we dive deep into tech's most intriguing stories. First up, we're talking about a mysterious disappearance on Blue Sky that has everyone buzzing. Let's unravel the story behind Ask Not For Whom the Louvre of Blue Sky Tolls, It Tolls For Thee.
Blue Sky's platform is in the spotlight as one of its most notorious accounts. The Louvre of Blue Sky has vanished. Known for its sharp commentary and humorous screenshots, this account kept users on their toes by capturing and critiquing rogue posts. Its disappearance raises questions about the platform's dynamics and the impact of losing such a critical voice.
I can't help but wonder, what does this mean for Blue Sky's community, and why was this account so pivotal?
The Louvre of Blue Sky was more than just an account. It was a cultural phenomenon within the platform. By highlighting the absurd and often unfiltered nature of online interactions, it provided a unique lens through which users could reflect on their own digital behavior. Its absence may lead to a less self-aware community, potentially changing the tone and engagement levels on Blue Sky.
This reminds me of how platforms evolve when key influencers leave. What broader implications could this have for social media dynamics?
Losing such a critical voice can lead to shifts in user engagement and content moderation practices. It also highlights the challenges platforms face in maintaining a balance between freedom of expression and community standards. As Blue Sky navigates this change, it could influence how other social media platforms handle similar situations.
Speaking of navigating change, let's shift gears to Drive Capital's impressive comeback story after a significant split. Connie Loizos reports on how this Columbus-based venture firm is finding success in its second act.
Drive Capital, despite facing a co-founder split, has made a remarkable recovery. Recently, they returned $500 million to investors, including $140 million from Root Insurance Shares. This move not only showcases their resilience, but also highlights their strategic prowess in the venture capital landscape.
Wow. Returning $500 million is no small feat. How did Drive Capital manage to pull this off?
Their success lies in strategic exits and a strong focus on promising investments. By cashing out of companies like Thoughtful Automation, Drive Capital demonstrated an ability to identify and capitalize on high-potential ventures. This approach has strengthened investor confidence, even amid internal challenges.
It's fascinating how they turned a potential setback into a strategic advantage. What does this mean for the Midwest's venture scene?
Drive Capital's story underscores the Midwest's growing importance in the venture ecosystem. It challenges the notion that successful venture capital is confined to coastal hubs, showcasing the region's potential to foster innovation and attract significant investments.
From venture success to regulatory challenges, let's dive into Google's latest confrontation with the EU over its AI overviews. What allegations are they facing?
Google is under scrutiny for its AI overviews feature, as the Independent Publishers Alliance has filed an antitrust complaint with the EU. They allege that Google is misusing web content for AI summaries, causing harm to publishers by reducing traffic and revenue.
That's quite a serious accusation. What exactly are the publishers concerned about?
Publishers claim that Google's AI overviews use their content without proper compensation or the option to opt out unless they remove themselves entirely from search results. This has reportedly led to significant declines in traffic and revenue for news publishers, raising questions about fair use and competitive practices.
It seems like a complex issue. How might this affect Google's operations in Europe?
If the EU rules against Google, it could lead to changes in how AI technologies are implemented, potentially setting precedents for content use and compensation. This case could also influence other tech giants' approaches to AI integration and publisher relations.
From competition to collaboration, let's explore why OpenAI and Meta might benefit from a ceasefire in their AI talent war. Abram Brown suggests this could foster advancement.
OpenAI and Meta's rivalry in AI talent acquisition has been intense, with both companies aggressively recruiting top researchers. A ceasefire could redirect energies towards collaboration, potentially accelerating AI advancements by combining strengths rather than competing.
You know what's intriguing here? The idea of collaboration over competition. What advantages could a ceasefire bring to these tech giants?
Collaboration could lead to shared resources and knowledge, enhancing innovation. It might also reduce costs associated with aggressive recruiting and mitigate the risk of public disputes damaging reputations. Such a shift could set a new tone in the AI industry, promoting cooperative progress.
This could indeed reshape the AI landscape. Let's now turn to how AI is unexpectedly influencing the art world, with tech giants like Meta and Google embracing creativity.
AI's rise has led companies like Meta and Google to explore artistic ventures, positioning them as modern-day patrons. Google's WISC tool, for example, aids artists in expanding their creative processes, exemplifying the intersection of technology and art in today's digital age.
It's fascinating to see tech giants appreciate art. How is AI enhancing artistic expression?
AI tools like WISC enable rapid visual ideation and experimentation, allowing artists to push creative boundaries. This fusion of technology and creativity not only broadens artistic possibilities, but also reflects a growing recognition of art's value within the tech industry.
From art to animals, let's discuss the groundbreaking potential of ready-made stem cell therapies for pets. Gallant is pioneering this field with promising developments.
Gallant, a San Diego startup, is leading the charge in veterinary stem cell therapy, aiming to treat conditions like feline chronic gingivostomatitis. With $18 million in funding, they're working towards FDA approval, which could revolutionize pet healthcare by offering accessible, ready-to-use treatments.
I can't help but wonder, how might these therapies change veterinary medicine?
These therapies promise new treatment options for chronic conditions, improving pet quality of life. Success could pave the way for broader applications, potentially transforming how veterinarians approach complex health issues in animals.
As we talk about strategic decisions, TSMC's delay of its Japan chip plant is another critical move amid U.S. tariff concerns. Let's delve into the reasons behind this.
TSMC is prioritizing its U.S. production expansion due to potential tariffs on imported chips threatened by the Trump administration. This decision reflects the impact of geopolitical factors on tech companies as TSMC seeks to safeguard its market position by ensuring sufficient U.S. capacity.
It's a strategic pivot for sure. How might this affect TSMC's global operations and relationships?
The delay could strain TSMC's relations with Japan, affecting its economic landscape. However, bolstering U.S. operations may help TSMC mitigate risks associated with tariffs, illustrating the delicate balance between international expansion and geopolitical realities.
Finally, let's wrap up with insights from TechCrunch All Stage 2025 on managing cap tables effectively. Fidelity, Simulate, and DepositLink offer valuable strategies.
At TechCrunch All Stage, experts emphasized the importance of cap table management for startups. Key takeaways included ensuring legal readiness, maintaining equity clarity, and aligning investor expectations to streamline fundraising processes and enhance growth potential.
It's crucial for startups to get this right. How can these insights benefit founders in today's competitive market?
Proper cap table management can significantly impact a startup's ability to attract investors and close funding rounds efficiently. By adopting best practices, founders can enhance transparency and trust, positioning their companies for long-term success in a competitive landscape.
And with that, we've covered a diverse array of stories shaping the tech world today. From the disappearance of a digital icon to strategic business moves and the creative intersections of AI, there's no shortage of innovation and intrigue. Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more in-depth tech explorations.